you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Friday, capping off your week here live. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, you may be listening to a rerun of this show. Thanks for tuning in either way. We're hurling at you from Los Angeles, California. Beautiful day here out on the west lefty commie pinko coast.
If eat.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Hear ye, hear ye.
Oye, oye, oye. What was that?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oye.
What was Rome? Was it that fat guy in that movie Rome? Or
Friends!
Miniseries Rome?
Romans! Countrymen!
That was a great series.
Eat me!
A really good series.
That was a great series. God, except till the end. It got fucked up at the end. Do you remember? It jumped the shark when the whole party...
Spoiler alert.
When they went to Egypt, it's in the history books. Relax. You know what I mean, listeners?
Well, I have a feeling, though, that the series...
Didn't follow?
...may have strayed from the exact transcripts of history.
I tell you, that is not a part of time.
It's like the Bible. It's 100% true.
Are you nostalgic?
Are you a Rome truther?
I am.
A truther.
Rome truther. The show on HBO is how it went down. That and Game of Thrones.
That's got Xena Warrior Princess in it.
Oh, yeah. Rome,
and we
right?
see her titties, right?
That's Battlestar Galactica.
No. Xena Warrior Princess was the wife.
Oh, shit.
Lucy Lawless.
Spartacus.
Oh, we saw her titties in Spartacus.
Spartacus on whatever, AMC.
Spartacus.
She was also in Battlestar Galactica. Was she not a Cylon? Or someone of her ilk? Some
was
other sci-fi celebratress of her fucking star stature.
She may have been on a couple of those sci-fi shows in between putting down the loincloth and picking up the toga.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen Warrior Xena? No. I'm sorry. World War Z?
Yeah, it's craptastic.
I know you have.
It's craptastic.
For those of you that aren't familiar with... No, it's not World War Z. That's the other zombie movie starring...
Oh, Z Nation.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie, but you're talking about Z Nation,
World
right?
War Z is the movie where Brad Pitt solves the... saves the world. Movie. He's able to think of a vaccine for...
I did see that movie.
How is Brad Pitt going to save the world?
Well, he's playing like a soldier, right?
He outthinks a bunch of dudes in lab coats.
Right.
He's not smart. He's a very good fucking actor. I think he's awesome. But he's not a rocket scientist, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard he's a really nice guy and, you know, maybe not...
Neither am I.
...a Rhodes Scholar.
Neither.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm happy being, you know, I don't know, of average intelligence. It's great.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, well, no. Listen, but Z Nation, in all seriousness... It's on Netflix, and how do we describe it? It's like
craptastic.
It's like a shitty. It's like a very, very, very shitty Walking Dead.
If you give Walking Dead an assignment to a ninth grader to write an episode of Walking Dead,
right?
Z Nation, maybe.
I was gonna say.
Having said that, I love it.
Yeah,
but
take the staff.
In case the people from Z Nation come a calling, we do have a couple of scripts out.
I
there.
Love it.
You know.
I love that show. No. If you take the writers, the staff writers of Gossip Girl, give them zombies, you get Z Nation, I imagine. Isn't that supposed to be the worst show ever?
Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
Who knows? Aside from knowing of its existence. That's all I can tell you about Gossip Girl. I can't tell you who was in it.
One Tree Hill is the worst show on the planet.
Another one.
Bad.
I know it existed, but I was, you know, and as an actor, they tell you that you should try to watch one episode when you're actively out auditioning.
Of everything, so you're familiar.
Well, yeah, so you're familiar with the genre.
Guess what?
Like that.
But guess what? Familiar with the genre, fuck you, I can act. You give me a side for Gossip Girl, I'll be fine with it.
Well, and you also seldom... I mean, it does happen, but seldom do you get a last second, oh my God, you got to go audition for this show right fucking now kind of thing. Usually it's like, you got an audition tomorrow, which gives you plenty of time to go on the fucking internet and watch
a clip
or two of whatever shitty show you're auditioning
for. I mean,
you
study theater. You've delved into Hamlet, to Midsummer Night's Dream, Greeks, the classics.
Summer, yeah. What?
You know what I mean? Death of a Salesman. Don't you think in a good 15 minutes you might be able to wrap your brilliant brain around the fucking Gossip Girls and figure out how to make that script come alive?
Well, I would hope that's what our experience would give us, the ability to be able to do that more than somebody who may not have the, you know, experience out
Let's
there.
Let's be honest.
Acting,
Hollywood.
Doing a lot of different characters.
That's true. That's true. It's character. Listen, Hollywood is for dumb people. A lot of it's for dumb people. It's written by dumb people for dumb people to be performed by dumb people.
Well, look at the world. The world is dumb people.
That's true.
I mean,
the world is
it's a bell curve, right? Yeah. And there's an awful lot of a lot on the left side of that bell.
I know, we spend
a lot on the left side of that bell.
I know. We spend a lot of time making fun of Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, etc. But goddamn, there's some dipshits.
Oh yeah,
over here.
But stay tuned. Are you kidding?
Well,
what our show's all about. If there weren't dipshits, we'd be talking about I don't know. I have no idea. What would we be talking
Nothing.
About?
Nothing. We'd be staring at the wall. You know, it's interesting though because
dick jokes for 2 hours.
Yeah, I love that. But out here in Hollywood, there are lots of dumb, good-looking people, and that to me is just such an amazing combination.
Don't you think some of that is just is
stupid,
profound apathy?
Yes,
and which makes brain atrophy because I don't think some of these people. I knew somebody who, you know, I mean, was in model quality and was sold as a model and everything like that. And just vaptastic. But not dumb.
It's a smart
person.
Yeah. And it's women and men equally.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is a dude I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's just everywhere. Just dipshits. I mean, it's like when you in Snake, what is it called? Snake Rapture? Snake Salvation.
Snake Salvation, the TV show about... Appalachian?
Who
the fuck knows where they are?
Those people are
Bible Belt.
Those people are ugly, dumb people. You would agree, right? They're ugly and stupid.
Physically?
Yes. They're physically horrendous looking. I mean, come on. Those people
are ugly.
Depends
on what you're into.
Oh, my God. If you're a blind guy they still have to feel unattractive.
If you're into, you know, the obese... rednecky kind of.
They're dumb. They're dumb.
Tatted up in occasional places.
They're dumb.
Although the Jesus ones aren't really tatted up.
Right. I almost forgot my point.
That
would have been fortunate for our listeners. But like you can find dumb, good-looking people. It's like when those idiots look for snakes under rocks. They're everywhere. You don't have to turn over
here.
Too many rocks to find. Yeah,
here.
Dumb, attractive people.
Here.
Here, right. Definitely.
Yeah,
out
I went
there,
to school in Wisconsin.
It's hard.
That doesn't apply.
It's so hard. I love myself included.
I ain't turning no heads walking down the street.
I know we need to get to the news, but I tell you, stand-up comedy, there's nothing better than watching a dumb, good-looking person fail at stand-up. I love it. When I see a model go on stage and suck for 5 minutes, no one laughs, and then
that is kind of funny. Actor who thinks they can do stand-up.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Their dumb little good-looking face. It's like, what's happening? No one's paying attention to me. No one's praising me! No one's giving me validation or love!
I actually had the dude that we're talking about, who was a model and vapid.
Oh, I know him too, correct?
Say to me one time, no, I think I want to try stand-up sometime.
Try it.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Try it, Mr. Good-Looking. Let me tell you how it precludes you, because your whole life you are good looking. People will listen to you because you're not abhorrent to look at. Yeah, when you look at someone, they won't puke. So they're more
it's a low
to,
bar, but yeah. Right.
Well, they're more apt to listen.
Yes.
And I think when you're telling jokes on stage, that will give you, if you're really good looking, that will give you 15 seconds. And everybody's like, oh my God, everyone else is so fucking ugly. Look at that person. They're beautiful. And then it's like click, click, click.
Do you
and
think people,
they're boring.
But do you think people preconceive the pretty comic that gets up as good?
No.
Until they prove otherwise?
I assume they suck.
But do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, in our society, it's like everybody assumes if you're really good looking that you're just good at everything.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I think, yes. I think people, an audience will look at a good looking person and say, oh, yeah, maybe they're good. Me, on the other hand.
In our society, though, misogyny.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah.
I assume everybody sucks.
Really?
But I'm a comic. I mean, when you're talking about stand-up comedy, when anybody walks up on stage I haven't heard of, my guess is to say they suck, because I'm still in Open Micville, USA, a lot of the times, and you just get the dregs of society there. They're, you know, borderline sex offenders, you know, marginal people that should probably be rounded up and put in a facility somewhere. Instead, they're doing comedy, and they're not very funny or smart.
What a terrifying camp that would be.
Oh, my
horrible
God.
Comics.
Jesus.
You're trapped in a concentration camp. Hackwitch.
I tell you something. Hackwitz. Oh, like the Harry Potter for shitty stand-up comedy.
I was thinking Auschwitz. But
oh, yo, that's good. Well, that's funny that you brought up concentration camps.
Because
I have this long bit about like what would it be like. I was like, if there was an open mic in a concentration camp and you were able to come out alive, surely that would make you like an amazing comic. Because if you can make those people laugh who are in a prison camp.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? I don't do that anymore. It's horrible.
So you're saying
horrible
that would be
concept.
Important on a resume. It would be a great credit. Because you're like, hey man, I killed at Auschwitz.
Yes.
That's not the term you want to use. Yeah. That's not the term you want to use.
Oh my God, why are we talking about? That's funny. Happy Friday.
Happy fucking Friday, everybody.
It's Friday.
Faithless Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Coming up in the last segment of the show.
I fucking forgot.
We will be highlighting a wonderful religiosity of the United States of America and the world. I think mostly America. I think this is a pretty much a uniquely American religion.
America.
We're going to talk about those nice people that knock on your door a couple times a week sometimes. And pass out the watchtowers.
Oh, Jehovah Witnesses?
We're going to talk about the Witnesses.
Isn't there a famous Jehovah's Witness? There is.
Prince.
Prince, that's right. Why Prince?
Can you imagine you open your door and you don't see anything and then you look down and there's Prince in 9-inch heels.
I love Prince.
And he's like, have you exhibited Jesus? Isn't that how he talks?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the Hollywood hick. Which there was a
Brent Paris on the Sevens here on the network.
Very, very funny. And I was listening to his latest episode.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how Beck won Best Artist or Best Album of the Year, whatever, the Grammy, and Kanye fake stormed the stage. And then he played some comments of Kanye and I think Beyonce and who's the chick? He calls her the centaur. Kim Kardashian.
That's right. The centaur.
Is that what Hollywood calls her?
Well, I don't know, but it's awesome because the centaur has like a normal human body and then like a big goat ass and legs sticking out. And it's kind of the same it's the same look that Kardashian is going for. God, did you see that video? We didn't really talk about that much because Brent covered it.
Right.
He immensely.
Scooped us.
Much better than we could about that. He's just anal drizzle next to a yak's asshole. He really is. Kanye West, bullshit.
He's a dickhead. Fuck that wacko.
So we kind of thought that he might have been a kitten,
right,
when he was pretending to want to take the microphone away from Beck after Beck won Best Record, Best Album, Best Who Gives a Fuck of the Year. But then afterwards, there was an interview. And they're all standing. There's a group of ninnies standing around, and there's Kanye, and right next to him is Kim, who's just You can see her left eyelash twitch every 8 to 12 minutes when she has a thought.
Are you saying she's vegetable like?
Oh God, there's her face doesn't move for one because there's so much Botox in it. You could paralyze the continent of Asia with the amount of Botox in her face.
She has the facial expressions of that chick that ruined Dexter that one season. I can't think of her name.
The chick that ruined
Julia something.
Julia Stiles?
Oh, God. I mean, she has no facial expressions. You can throw a rock at her forehead.
Well, that's more of her acting ability than maybe.
Maybe out in public she's,
vibrant.
Know,
maybe. She wasn't the one that did that. No, that was Lily Sobieski. I was confused. Lily Sobieski did that.
Oh, yes.
That amazing poem on The Tonight Show after 9/11. Oh, yeah. Remember that?
I sure do.
Falling, flying, crying, paralyzed, screaming, fear. Yes.
Yes.
No, maybe.
Making our point about that Hollywood is stupid as shit. It's just dumb ass, self-important motherfuckers. I'm a poet. Yeah. Oh, shit. What was your point? God damn, what are we talking?
Who cares?
I don't know. Anyway, listen, Brent compares Beck to Prince. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I brought up Kanye
is talking about Kanye. Yeah,
he won the best album.
But then it was Kim Kardashian standing there in this video as Kanye is saying that Beck should have been real. And he should know artistry when he sees it, and he should have handed that over to Beyonce. That album, Beyonce's album, is way better than than Beck's. And there's a meme going around on the internet sphere that says Kanye, that says Beck, 14 songs or 12 songs on the album, produced, written by him. He produced his own album.
And he played all the fucking instruments!
And he plays a number of the instruments on the album,
like 12,
wrote and produced,
right?
Beyonce,
De-de-de-de.
16 writers and producers on her album. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But shut the fuck up. Let Beck have his fucking award.
Let Beck have his. Yeah, I mean,
Beck is badass.
Artistry.
Think about Beck though, man. Beck
is out of his mind.
Badass. I love Beck. His music, Beck is to me comparable to Prince. I think that's a valid comparison by a Hollywood hick. I mean, there's no shelf life. You could turn on a fucking Prince song from that 1999 album and it's still fucking good. Same thing with Beck.
Same thing with Beck,
shit.
Yeah.
Two turntables and a microphone. Had to have been high off his asshole when he wrote that, correct?
Which one are we talking about?
Beck.
I mean, yes, I know, but you could probably describe either one.
But the point is, we're studying Prince's religion, which makes me nuts. Why is he a fucking Jehovah's Witness?
We'll talk about that in the final segment of the show. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of the show around 3:30-ish.
Does it bother you?
On Western time here, if you're listening live. Otherwise, if you're listening to us now and you don't like it, fast forward
off.
It if it's a podcast.
No.
Stay, don't fuck off.
No, yes.
Fuck off to the end of the show and then come back.
But does it bother you that Prince is into this Watchtower shit? It bothers me because I love his music.
I mean, how he's still Prince. He's probably still fucking anything that blinks.
Well, yeah, but
or doesn't.
It just bums me out.
Depending on what drugs has been taken.
I just don't. I don't know. Why does it matter? You like his music. Who gives a shit?
True.
What he worships,
right.
I guess. He's Looney Tunes. Of course, he's a Watchtower. Whatever.
We got lots coming up today in the show. Like I said, the last segment, Faithless Friday.
Yay.
For y'all, where we focus on us heathens. Focus on a religion and describe what its beliefs are and study its history a little bit to share some information with you all. And we try not to make fun of them.
Yeah, okay.
We try.
It's too hard, though, because some of it's so stupid. And, at what point are we just, when someone says, all right, this is what I believe in, we put a couple of rocks in a hat, then we listen to what the rocks say to the hat, and then that's our faith. Well, do I have to just sit there and nod and smile and go, oh, that makes perfect sense, lunatic?
Well, and then they'll look at the Jehovah's Witnesses and say, oh, those guys are fucking crazy. They're nuts. They're wrong. And then the Jehovah's Witnesses will look over at the Baptists and say, well, they're too bad they're going to hell.
Yeah.
And then the Baptists will look at the Mormons and say, what's with the magic rocks? It's a cult where they're going to hell. I mean, it's just a vicious cycle of everybody clamoring to the top to say, no, no, God, love us more. Love us
right,
more.
Right. A guy nailed us. He got nailed to a cross, died. He, for some reason, that act paid for the sin of me coveting thy neighbor's wife. Riddle me that, Batman. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Which that bitch Eve gave us all by yes. eating that fucking apple.
She gave us covetousness.
And tempting and taunting poor Adam. I'll bet she was wearing yoga pants.
Oh, yes. Nipples exposed.
And then she's like, eat this, Adam. No, not that. This.
God, you know, I was thinking about that story. Was that yesterday or day before the Montana yoga pants law?
Yes.
That was day before, I think. I don't know.
Go to crabdiving.com or go to Stitcher, go to iTunes for past episodes of this great show.
Listen, I've been to Montana, and I was sort of thinking about my experience there. That's a state where if you decide to go hiking, yeah. you have to wear a mask so it looks like your face is on the back of your head so you don't get eaten by a mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
Did you
post that video
yes,
on crab diving, by the way, on our Facebook? Go to chat with us during the show, by the way, if you want. Give us a call, 323-601-5427, 323-601 Libs.
Right.
You can also get us on the Skype. Our screen name is Crab Diving.
What up?
And tweet us during the show. It's Crab Diving.
By the way, the latest story that is on Facebook, accurate size matters. Thai officials tell teens to buy smaller condoms. They're buying their condoms too big.
What are they doing over there?
Just buy the right size condoms. And God damn it.
People are so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's like those fake Magnums here.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
You know, they made the Magnums.
Yes.
And then they made a different Magnum so that, and then they kind of fudged with the sizes. They call one an XL.
Yeah. They do the same thing with bras, correct?
But they're, do they? Do they miss-size them?
Yes, they make the bras too big.
But anyway, it's like, so a guy who might not, you know, be larger than average.
Yeah.
Can say, oh, look, I need Magnums.
You know, I just thought of a great idea for Shark Tank, the show where you pitch one percenters your business ideas,
yes.
and then they steal them from you. Okay, what about selling Magnum boxes to people that don't need Magnums, but
regular sizes in a Magnum?
But right when they're
in
pulling
a Magnum wrapper, you can recycle them at the same time. Send in your old Magnum wrapper. Well, you don't put the used one back in it. You send them the clean wrapper back.
You know, I was talking to somebody that does reality shows, and I pitched him this idea of putting a bunch of comedians in a house for a weekend. But the one thing is you only give them one condom, and you have, like, contests and challenges that they compete for, and whoever wins gets to use the one condom for the evening. They're the one.
Well, who are they fucking?
Oh, I don't know. Other people in the house. I mean, they're all degenerates, right?
I see.
But, you know, otherwise you have to reuse the same condom for the whole weekend, washing it out.
How much did he pay you for that one?
That idea. Well, yeah. It's a crab diving idea.
Oh,
if that happens, sharpen your pencils,
you didn't
buddy.
Hear that one in the board meeting.
What, if they pay us, do you give a
no.
fuck?
No. It's I the mean, best idea
really
I've ever heard in my life. But on the Facebook, it'll be popping up. There's you were talking about the mountain lion thing in Montana. Is it, some guys biking? Wait, biking.
Oh, yeah. It's not up yet. It must be going up
later.
Well,
it's a visual. So it's a guy's biking.
He's skiing with a GoPro.
And
there's all kinds of people everywhere, right? He's waving to him. He's going down this tiny little hill. And out of nowhere, this mountain lion is just lazing under a tree in the snow. And the mountain lion doesn't swat at him or anything. But he's just sitting there. He just goes by and there's this gigantic killer beast. It's pretty fucking
just
scary.
Woof, pass, God,
could you imagine
pass.
Me like, I just shit my pants.
I wonder, are we sure that's real? Because, you know, GoPro's done some shenanigans. Remember
really.
That?
The shark.
The bear?
The bear. What
the
was
bear chasing the guy on the bike?
No. That's bullshit.
It's amazing. Yeah, but great.
Yeah,
it's a guy on a mountain bike biking through the woods, and all of a sudden he glances back behind him, and there's a giant grizzly keeping up with him, chasing him, wanting to kill him.
You
he keeps
be.
Looking back, and it's just shot so well that you think it's real because you think it's a real.
All right.
He keeps looking back. It's still there. He's like, we talked about it where I thought I called bullshit was the fact that if it were reality,
he wouldn't be looking back.
And he would be swearing and screaming and yelling and oh, fuck, shit, goddamn, fuck. There was no reaction at all. He turns back. It's like,
right.
He's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, ah, I'm motherfucker. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Well, what I would be doing, what I think, if you're going to be out in that part of the world, you should travel with a cyanide capsule. Because you can take it, end your life quietly in a second before the bear comes over and eats you.
Maybe if you could really quickly manage to spit it into the bear's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Before it swallows you whole.
My brother walks around with bear mace. He lives in Alaska.
I get it.
He walks around with bear mace, but
he used to have to walk out to a different building to shit.
Yeah.
So I get it.
God. A building, by the way, that building's made with road signs, billboards.
I mean, wouldn't you think that's like a hot pocket for a bear, a crapper out in the woods, God. Right? I mean,
yeah,
keeps getting refilled.
That Bill Bryson, A Walk in the Woods, is one of my favorite books ever.
It's a great book,
and he talked about how he hiked the whole Appalachian Trail, and the whole time it's mainly about getting attacked by a bear because that's what he obsesses about,
right.
And I get it. And he said he had one bear encounter. Him and his buddy decided to camp by water, which is a mistake. You're not supposed to, but they did it anyway. And in the middle of the night, this bear came to drink. And all of a sudden, this bear is drinking at the stream right next to their camp. And Bill looks out the fucking tent, and he sees the bear. And the bear looks over at him and then goes back to drinking water. And he goes, shoo, get out. Yeah. Then the bear looks at him. And he throws a rock at him, and it just bounces off the bear. Then the bear just continues to drink water. And then he talks about it. He's like, and oddly, I did feel safe in my tent, which makes no sense.
Right.
I'm in a bag. I'm basically in a Ziploc fucking bag.
You're a bag of crisps.
You know, right.
For the bear.
And you know, oddly enough, Bill Bryson, a famous Anglophile.
That's why I said crisps. Because he moved. One of the things, he talks a little funny. He even talks about that because they lived... They lived there for a while, right? Yeah. So he picked up a little bit of the accent. So now
it's
got a little bit of a hint of Brit.
And it sort of works for him. I mean, Bill Bryson's very dour, very dry, and very like, you know, for a travel writer, he's not a guy that likes to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a great series of books.
It is a great series.
It is good. I guess we can get to the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Friday the 13th, February 13th, 2015, from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Los Angeles, California. It's time for the headlines here. The headline on the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post is a photograph of the Commander-in-Chief. Ooh, interesting. We were going to talk about this anyway.
Don't say his middle name. Can you say not his
in?
Huh?
No.
You know the middle name I'm referring to. I think we're hurting the cause because we say it so much.
This is interesting because we were going to talk about this. This is where we think we are a break-in with the prez again on an issue. At least I am. It's this resolution for authorization to authorize... the use of force, which we're already using, against ISIS in the Iraq.
Oh, I'm against this.
Syria.
Fuck this. Hey, Barack, we hired you because you could talk to people, you're smart, you're intelligent. Go do some fucking diplomacy. Fix it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's even kind of a cynical political thing, too. It's like, I get that he wants everybody on paper, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay.
He wants to force people, these Republicans, because now these Republicans, they don't know what to do. Because now Obama wants this. And there's nothing they love more than bombing people.
But Obama
bombing
wants
the
it.
Shit out of yeah. brown people. Ugh. But the brown guy in the White House wants it. So it does not compute, Will Robinson. What do we do?
Well, what is Barack Obama's thing here? Does he think the idea is to wipe these people off the planet, ISIS?
And even the authorization as it is shitty and it's vague. It leaves it wide open.
Is it boots on the ground?
Well, fuck yeah, eventually, yeah. But, you know, well, it's not going to be boots on the ground. First of all, that's... Strike two with the president on this one is that fallacy of boots on the ground. We're not going to have boots on the ground. There's always boots on the ground. Well, yeah. And all it's going to take is one of our planes to go down.
Yeah.
And guess what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a boots on the ground. And
what do you think? They're going to hover over him and toss him a line and say, climb up? No. Put boots on the ground. Go get him.
Go get the guy. My God.
So that's kind of some political bullshit going on, too, from the president.
Because when we do airstrikes, I learned this from, what movie was it? It's an adaptation of a Tom Clancy novel where they send a bunch of troops down to South America to take out the cocaine lords or whatever.
Is it from playing Missile Command?
Yeah.
On Atari back Missile in Command. The 80s?
No, but it's a group of special forces. They have to go in and quote-unquote paint a target.
Yes.
And that means boots on the ground.
Yes.
Does that still happen? Do we have to do that?
Laser targeting? Manual laser
tag.
Targeting?
Did you ever
probably
play laser tag when you were a kid?
Yes.
You just use real guns?
No. BB guns. But not...
Oh, God. Did you play... I had friends that used to play cops and robbers with BB guns.
Once or twice, we were foolish children in the woods.
Did you put on goggles?
Shooting BB guns at each other.
You probably didn't even use protective eyewear.
Of course we did.
You're lucky you don't look like Sammy Davis Jr. in this motherfucker.
I didn't say it was smart.
Right. You'd be like, oh, Kate ate my glass eye again. I'm waiting for her to shoot it out.
I did have a Christmas Story moment one time, though. I did. I shot and it hit a tree, and I watched it fly back and hit me right in the forehead.
Like that. Listen, I God forbid I have kids. My son's like, oh, I want a BB gun. And be like, listen, Junior, you don't know who your daddy is. You ain't having a fucking BB gun.
I think it was a thing, because when I got my BB gun, I think my mom was again... And my dad was like, you know, I can't let the kid have a gun.
Yeah. Well, your dad was familiar with guns, right? He was a ranger.
He was an NRA member.
Jumped out of planes.
And
but the NRA was different back then, correct?
They actually represented gun owners back then, not the gun manufacturers.
Right.
I didn't break the skin or anything with that because it shot far enough and bounced off the tree. It lost enough force, but I could see the BB flying right back.
It's a hell of an expectation. No skin was broken. Success.
Well, and then I had friends who had, you know, BBs that like got stuck and they had to wait for them to fall out from under their skin. Like one friend got it embedded.
Jesus.
That wasn't involved.
No books to read.
I wasn't involved in that in that operation.
No books to read, no Dungeons and Dragons to play that weekend.
It was later.
Had to shoot each other.
This is like 11 and 12. I was out in the woods shooting with BB guns. Yeah.
All my friends had
Dungeons
BB
and
guns
too. Much later.
Are you kidding? Out in Georgia, all my friends had BB guns in these ATV vehicles.
The bassinet.
Dude, oh yeah, no shit. I had friends in junior high, they got four-wheelers for Christmas, and guess what? Once a year or so, I'd have a friend who'd end up fucking paralyzed. They flipped his stupid vehicle, and guess what kid wasn't allowed to go on those four-wheelers? Me.
Really?
And I'm not in a wheelchair! Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky you're walking around on two legs over there.
Yeah, I may have... My parents didn't love me as much, apparently.
Oh, fuck off!
The is a different world.
Yes.
Different times.
Yes. I didn't wear a helmet.
Seatbelt laws for our parents.
Yeah.
They didn't have baby seat laws for our parents.
But now you do because of Ralph Nader. So everybody quit giving Ralph Nader shit about running against Al Gore way back when because he saved your life.
Yeah,
fuck off.
I have a hard time with that one still.
Yeah. Does it bother you that he saved your life?
No,
it doesn't
bother me.
Made it so the steering column wasn't an impalement device?
I do, you know, kind of do the what if.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
I mean, Nader could do the math. He could see what was happening. He could see how close it was. And, he should have bailed. Should have fucking bailed and given up and said, you know what? I endorse Al Gore because I'm taking votes from Gore, and that lunatic is going to win.
You know,
and what fucking happened?
I kind of agree with you, but there's part of me that's like, I went to a Nader rally in Chicago what part of the town did you live in? Wicker Park? It was in Wicker Park at this huge old theater. It's an enormous theater, just packed. It was for Ralph Nader, and it looked like a Pearl Jam concert. At the time, Pearl Jam used to be a band that would play music and stuff. A lot of you probably aren't fucking familiar with them. They're from the 90s. Everyone can suck my dick. But, you know, it was a bunch of young people there. You know, I was part of them. I was 30 or something. And
yes.
Everybody was excited for Ralph Nader. Nobody was excited for Al Gore because he ran a shit campaign. So why didn't Al Gore just run a better campaign? Why not? Why was he so boring and stiff and shitty?
Well, right. He wasn't
such a pussy.
The best candidate for the job, maybe. I mean.
And Ralph Nader at the time, way back when, was saying everybody should get $10 an hour for minimum wage. Back then, that's a lot of money.
Well, I still probably agree with most of Ralph Nader's policies. I just, you know.
I know. God.
Oh, God. I just saw a story that's pissing me off. Time for atheists to take a good hard look at ourselves.
Fuck
no,
you.
No, it's not. Some nut went crazy and shot some Muslim people. Has nothing to do with disbelief in any system of the sky. He's an asshole.
Right. Oh, my God. That pisses me off more than any. A good hard look at ourselves? What are you talking about? We took a good hard look. We decided that there's nothing up in the sky, you know, manipulating us like a fucking puppet. It's a lot easier to say, oh, it's the will of God that makes me an asshole. No, it's you. Talk about taking a hard look.
Oh, well, it's talking about movement, you know, militant atheism or anti-theism. The people that are out there actively speaking, saying, you know, close those churches.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
It's just harming society. We don't say that. I'm more of a apatheist. Is that what they call them?
Yes.
Apathy, where I just don't care. I just stay out of my lawn.
I'm a Pastafarian.
With your God. I almost did Rastafarian today. But
we don't want to make fun of them.
No, I kind of identify with them a little bit.
Bring
I want to find out they have
bag.
Horrible beliefs that I want to make fun of.
Friday should be for punching bags, right? I mean, we want something to beat up.
No, it's not. We're trying to enlighten our listeners wonderful faith.
Well, we're going to talk about what? The wonderful faith of
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, yes. We'll be we won't make fun of that.
Not at all.
It'll make I'm sure when you lay out their tenets and their beliefs, I'll be like, "Oh, that makes a lot of sense."
So the story in the HuffPo is about President Obama who is making waves by sending that proposed authorization for the use of military force for the Congress.
Here we go again, says Ronald Reagan.
They're saying that it's constructed in such a way that makes it operationally pointless. It authorizes 3 years of fighting against the Islamic State with vague limits on how engaged U.S. ground troops can be. But if Congress doesn't do anything, it's all going to happen anyway. It's like it's not – Congress isn't deciding whether or not it's going to happen.
Right. Is this a publicity stunt that's supposed to scare the Islamic State?
No, I don't know.
They don't care. They're cutting people's heads off on videos. They don't give a shit.
He's always said that he wanted to get rid of the one that's been there since the Darth Cheney administration got their authorization for the use of force against terrorism or Al-Qaeda and all their affiliates, which they, even though ISIS broke off, they try to consider ISIS an affiliate of Al-Qaeda.
God. It sounds so reasonable and sane.
An affiliate.
Jesus.
So it really, even some of these, some Democrats, Adam Schiff, who is the guy I talked about before, who's our borderline representative. We have Becerra here.
Right.
But two blocks away, those people have Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Adam Schiff was the DA, the name of the DA in Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Was that the name of the character?
And actually in all of them. He had the same fucking part in all these different fucking shows. Guy made a ton of money.
So he's not too thrilled about it. He's a Democrat. He says the reality is that without a sunset on the old authorization, it doesn't limit this administration or any coming administration in any appreciable manner. In other words, it's kind of given the executive branch a blank check to just go bomb wherever the fuck they want as long as they say, well, it's terrorism.
Shit, it's weird. It's almost as if we never learn motherfucking anything, ever. Ever! We're dumb. We don't learn anything. Am I high? I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, and this is a definite flip-flop on his part because he fought against... He didn't want that resolution in the first place. He wanted it repealed.
Right.
He ran on getting rid of that
yeah,
get a ending endless war. And now he sends a piece of paper over to the orange guy that says, well, let's do it all over again.
You know what I do if I'm Barack Obama? I don't do this bullshit. I find the scariest group of fucking special forces. I don't tell anybody about it. I know it's illegal. Who cares? I tell them, listen, hey, find these guys. Fucking kill them. Nope, don't tell anybody about it. Just make them go away. Come back to me when you're done. Okay? Here's a shitload of money. Make it happen. Why can't you do that instead of this? This seems like a big pain in the ass. My way, you don't even have to tell Congress. Which probably happens fucking anyway.
Yeah, I think there's shenanigans that go on. So that's the headline on the Huffington Post. Is about, I guess the HuffPo ain't too thrilled with the commander-in-chief.
No one should be thrilled with this. This is not going to end well. Let's bomb Iraq again.
I personally hope they vote no. I hope they vote no.
Yeah.
It might not mean anything. He can still go ahead anyway, because unless they repeal the previous one, he can still go ahead anyway.
And these goddamn Republicans should love the shit out of this. This is right up their alley. That's like, that's like when you ask Santa Claus, oh my God, more than anything, I want a red shirt for Christmas. And Santa's like, here's your red shirt. Not good enough.
Santa's like, here's five red shirts.
Yeah, here's everything you want.
Exactly.
Are you still going to be a fucking asshole to me? Oh, my God. Do you think maybe he'll get something out of the Republicans for this? Do you think he'll say, listen, if I issue a three-year let's bomb the fuck out of these people, will you at least increase the minimum wage to $17 an hour in your fucking shit states that suck ass?
No, they're crying about the filibuster now. Which is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, God. Fuck these Republicans. And you fuck
know,
you.
The problem is, it's really, there's a couple of just batshit crazies in the Senate. More than a couple. The Senate. But there's a gaggle of batshit crazies in the House.
No, that I don't even know. What do you think it's like walking into the House of Representatives? I mean, it's just like everybody's crazy in there.
Like the fourth floor in a hospital that they usually keep locked.
God. Could you imagine all the spiritual advisors that are roaming around all those Tea Party offices? Good God. Oh, bunch of dumbasses.
Pastor's here to bless us.
All these anti-abortion lobbyists flitting about.
Don't kill the fetus.
What about these poor people that need food? Fuck them. They're outside of a womb.
Fuck them. That's the headline. We can head over to the Drudge Report.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Dumb it down. I wouldn't be surprised if they've got the same. Oh, well, no. There's something far more terrifying than endless war to the Drudge Report. What am I thinking?
Mexicans!
They got a boner on the Drudge Report thinking about endless war. The headline over on the Drudge Report is illegals win tax refund bonus.
Is it really? It's Mexicans. Oh, God. We should go buy a Powerball ticket.
A Friday the 13th, man. I won $500 at a carnival on a Friday
the
13th.
What did you have to do?
Like 12 years old.
Was it whack-a-mole?
It was one of those things where you buy the tickets and you peel them open. If you match a ticket, you win.
Huh. You didn't have to shoot cans or
$500. I didn't have to shoot nothing. I didn't have to blow anybody. No. I didn't have to do anything.
Wow, what fair was this? This is nice.
That's right.
Oh, can we go to the fair where I don't have to give a blowjob for a stuffed animal? Please, please.
Oh, God. I clicked on it. The Drudge Report leads to the Daily Caller.
Gross. Tucker?
Tucker Fucker Carlson's ridiculous shit rag.
Now he's non-bow tie. He's open collar, correct? He's casual.
Oh, he's, yeah.
Casual
he's,
Carlson.
It's hip Tucker now.
Oh, cool. I have a wallet chain. Does he have a little shit hat, little look at me fedora on?
Illinois congressman Luis Gutierrez, oh, we know him.
Oui,
he's from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Told the Daily Caller. My dad hated him for some reason.
What, really?
He was an alderman for a long time in Chicago. And I don't remember. I don't know why, but for some reason my dad hated him.
Right.
He's not black. I mean, he's Mexican. I don't think my dad's blanket disdain extended to Mexicans, but maybe
you really think your dad wasn't a racist? He just said stuff like that just to set you off, right?
I mean, a lot of times. Yes, because he would say it and then look at me and wait for my little commie pinko lib head to explode.
It was theater for you. See, your dad doing that turns you into an insane hippie.
Right. And I said, because there were racists. Of course there were racist undertones and everything like that.
It's the south side of Chicago in that time.
But again, the N-word was was a bad word in the house.
Hey, you can't.
It was a bad word that they could use, but they could say fucking shit and twat. Not well, they never said twat, but they could say all the fun ones. Yeah.
I had friends growing up in the South where the N word wasn't necessarily a bad word in their house. Not really. No.
So did I. Many of our neighbors, who interestingly enough were police.
Oh, great.
And firemen. But none of that happens, of course.
Oh, man. You've got some fucking stories. You got to write a book about the cops on the South Side.
Once I move out of the country,
get a rock through your window.
So they're saying that Illinois Congressman Louis Gutierrez told the Daily Caller that he didn't know illegal immigrants are eligible for tax refunds, even if they haven't paid taxes. Illegal immigrants, IRS Commissioner John
Koskinen
told members of Congress that illegal immigrants who did not pay taxes will be able to claim back refunds once they are issued Social Security numbers.
Really? So what? I mean, if that's true, so what? You know why I say so what? Because of all the corporate welfare that's out there. This doesn't matter. This little bit of money is inconsequential. You know what I mean?
If you get a Social Security number and you work, you'll be eligible to apply for the earned income tax credit.
It's like $300.
You get $500 to $600, it says. If you're an individual working, the maximum you can get is in the range of $500 to $600.
Who gives a fuck? I mean, really, this is a non-story. If you think about the tax breaks and the tax loopholes these fucking big corporations get, you're talking about some guy making a minimum wage, getting the earned income credit? Fucking relax. This is insane.
Well, and how about put a sentence in there that says no back credits for...
Yeah,
or fix the earned income credit.
Or, you know what? Just give them back credits. Just fucking give them back credits.
If they haven't paid taxes at all.
Yeah. I mean, no. I understand it's fucked up, but I'm just thinking about what else is going on and how it doesn't. It's inconsequential.
It's all crazy.
Who cares?
It's all just bad.
Give them $500.
So that's what they're terrified about over on the Drudge Report.
I'm just saying, think about the tax breaks Mitt Romney gets.
Right.
I mean, it's
all of them.
Talking about $500 for these right. Poor immigrants. You know, they're poor as shit. They're not trying to scam the system, okay? Man.
Oh, what an interesting story here on the Drudge Report. Here's the story. It goes to Atlanta, CBS Atlanta. 26-year-old Dominique Smith is being charged. He's arrested Monday. He's charged with stealing a bicycle from Hill Watson's People's Funeral Service.
A bike from a funeral home?
And during the investigation, police found that he had had sexual contact with the body of a woman.
Oh, God.
At the funeral home.
God. What? Well... You know,
he's been charged with necrophilia.
Ooh, is that a felony? Which is worse, the bicycle theft or the depending on the bicycle, it could be worse.
It is Georgia.
I mean, he.
So I don't know.
Oh God, is it really? It's Georgia.
It's Georgia.
Fucking Georgia.
Yeah, it's Georgia.
Damn fucking South, man. How horrible! I mean, first off, he rapes a corpse, which I mean, I guess it's rape because you know they can't consent. But then it's not a human. I mean, it's it's in. God, the body was embalmed, and then he had sex with it?
Maybe.
What is wrong with people? Then he still... Think about it. It's so sad. You're going to a funeral. What a horrible event. You have to take a bike, because you don't have any money for a car or a cab. So you drive your bike to this fucking funeral, lock it up.
Some asshole steals it, and then...
After fucking the person
and
you...
fucks your dead aunt or something. Yeah.
This person. Jeez.
Gee, you could tell that the CBS local page in Atlanta, the first comment...
Oh, God.
Another one of Obama's Islamo buddies. Corpsemen and goats, Islamos can't get enough. The next comment. Corpse turned out to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but Bill Clinton was not the homeless man as much as he would like to be. He said she showed more life than Hillary.
God, I mean, hilarious. It's hey, find out
They're
why.
Not funny.
Yeah, find out why that person's not writing for Jimmy Fallon.
Well, this is funny. I really assumed it would say it was Florida.
Hey, fuck off. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this guy says soon the Democrats will present a bill allowing people to marry corpses.
Fuck you. Eat a dick, dumbass. Good God.
This one says, as a liberal Democrat would say, who are we to judge?
Good one.
God, these are all the people down commenting in Atlanta on CBS Atlanta.
Jesus.
All the libtards want to fuck dead corpses.
Right. You have us pigeonholed.
Whatever. I just saw that. That's on the Drudge Report. So.
Wow. What a horrible story. How about that story? You see that thing I put up on Facebook? It's more of a visual, so I'll just mention it. But the person that decided to tie their baby to the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that yesterday.
Oh, did we
a little bit? Yeah, they strapped the baby to the
steering
wheel and drove around with it. Well, the baby was laughing.
I think they're trying to be funny. That's true. I mean, but what if the airbag deploys? I mean, that might be a rough scene. There's a wreck.
Have a point. The baby smeared all over your face.
Ralph Nader was against that. He was for auto safety, and he said, never ever should you zip tie your child to the steering wheel.
Right. A bird knocked out the power at LAX?
Oh, great.
A bird struck a high voltage power line today at Los Angeles International Airport.
Ooh.
Affecting all terminals. What a clusterfuck, man.
We should have my cousin call in. That's what he does. He protects an airstrip from birds and deer and stuff like that. Right up his alley.
Since the time crews went terminal to terminal to manually reset baggage and conveyance systems, they said the impact was minimal. Jeez. Still, these days, and one fucking bird.
I know.
Can, they said minimal impact, but it's a story. Obviously, it was big enough to be on the news.
What was that movie with Alec Baldwin and Hannibal Lecter? I can't think of his name right now. Anthony Hopkins. Written by David Mamet. Took place in Alaska.
The Alec Baldwin.
It's a good movie.
Not the thing.
No. But they go out in search of some dude they want to take pictures of in Alaska in the bush. And their plane, their seaplane, is struck by a bird. And they go down. The edge. And then they have to find their way back to civilization. But in the meantime, Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins have to fight off a big, gigantic grizzly bear. It's great. While saying David Mamet lines, it's a great movie.
Fuck.
I highly recommend it.
Fuck.
You know, oddly enough, there's a lot of fucks in that
Are
movie.
There?
And I would challenge you in the same situation to have different language.
Alec Baldwin, the next thing he's going to be, or he just did, was did a benefit, something called Louder Than a Bomb.
Right. He didn't say the F word?
Did not.
Good for him.
Alec Baldwin, Alfre Woodard, and hip-hop composer Ali Shaheed Muhammad took the stage at the Black Ensemble Theater to celebrate the 15th anniversary of Louder Than a Bomb, the annual youth poetry festival put on by young Chicago authors.
Cool, man.
How cool is that?
That sounds awesome. I mean, I really think Alec...
Oh, that's at Black Ensemble Theater in Chicago.
Oh, very cool.
Clark Street.
Oh, very nice.
Sweet.
Go see it. Get some cultures at culture. Cultures would be
Pick up your cultures.
Speaking of cultures, how about that story of the person who figured out how to make yogurt out of her... vaginal fluid.
Oh God! Fortunately, I didn't see that one. I wish I hadn't seen it. Is that on our Facebook?
Yeah. It was on HuffPo. I mean,
was it?
It's science. I post funny stories, animal stories, and science. That's science. Tell me how it's not.
I guess it is science. That one hasn't dropped.
Yeah, it has. It's been seen by a lot of people.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's horrendous.
There's some police activity going on outside.
It's an ambulance.
An ambulance here in Koreatown, USA.
Good God. I never heard a siren like that.
Good news here in California, if you're a California person.
Oh, yes.
That California is going to try to crack down, on these oil companies pumping chemicals into underground aquifers.
Yeah, that sucks. That really pisses me off. That's some pitchfork shit.
That it says that oil companies must stop injecting wastewater into lower quality but still drinkable aquifers. Oil companies have been doing it for years. The State Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources is also pledging to review all the wells that are out there at risk of contamination. So they're going to go out and check and see. How much? I'll bet it's not going to be good news. You think it's going to be like a pristine artesian well right from Mother Mary's left titty.
No, I agree with you. It's going to be horrendous.
These changes come into response from a report that came out last week from the San Francisco Chronicle, which showed that California regulators are giving out these permits for these oil companies. They gave out 171 permits for wastewater injection wells into clean aquifers, and they gave out 253 permits for wells into aquifers that are salty but potentially usable with desalination.
What about just not giving those permits out? What about just telling them to fuck off? We need to drink water.
Well, that's it. People have been losing their shit here after that came out because we've had a drought for 4 years here. And it's there's no end in sight. Thank you, global warming that doesn't exist.
What a bunch of assholes. You know what it's like? You ever see the movie Three Amigos starring Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and
awesome movie, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
There's a scene where all three of them are in the desert, lost, and they're all dying of thirst. And I think it's Chevy Chase takes his last bit of water from his canteen, pours it in his mouth, swishes it around, and brushes his teeth with it.
I remember
then
that.
Then
spits
it on the desert, and then he takes out and he offers everyone lip balm. That's what these fucking companies are doing.
He's the libertarian of the group.
How dare he?
This one guy says, who works for the California Department of Water Resources, the problem is when you can monitor these aquifers all you want. Once you detect the bad shit, it's too late. It's poisoned. You can't go oopie and put a couple of drops of some magic liquid in there and make it all go away. It's fucked.
What are we supposed to do? What do we do? Because in California, it's all Dems running the whole fucking state.
And
so how do we fix this problem? We're fucked.
The environmentalists are losing their mind. They say it's not fast enough because there are thousands of illegal wells that are out there and that they said we don't need to phase out these new exemptions. We need to get people out cracking down on these illegal wells that are out there.
Yes. God.
And closing the shit and start charging people money. And let's throw some fuckers in jail.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Let's go get some people. Seriously, man. We need water to drink. That should be apolitical. Everyone should agree on that shit. But no.
No, they want to privatize
it. We're stupid. By the way, give us a call, 323-601-LIBS. The Skype is open.
323-601-5427. If it's not live right now, you can still call that number and leave us a message. Yes. You have about 30 seconds to leave us a message on the machine and say hi to us. And if it's funny, if it's good or whatever.
And
if you hate us too, especially, we'll play it on the show.
And if you're a cam girl, please do not send us any more contact requests.
Plenty of those, Amanda. Oh, that's mine.
Oh, is that yours?
No, I'm kidding.
It's your webcam. It's Kate's. It's Kate. You know, if we got Kate a webcam where it just sat on her and you just watched her.
More views than our shows get.
We make more money than this empire. Right. Wrap your mind around that shit.
The Kate cam. The Jack Russell cam. On Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. We're all over the social media sphere. We put up really cool pictures. It's all our Instagram looks fucking cool.
Yeah, it's badass.
By far the most regrams, re-insta, what do they call them?
Regrams.
The most repins, regrams that happen are Kate.
Yeah, but there's some good pictures of her, though. The one that you recently put up, if anyone's interested, is one where Kate is staring at the door of our neighbor waiting for a treat.
It's on our Facebook.
We call it anticipation.
The neighbor was out in the yard.
Yeah.
And Kate did her business, and the neighbor said, oh, do you want some treats? And Kate knows what that means. And the nice lady ran into her apartment. And
was it sardines?
Kate sat there. Oh, that little fish. That was horrible. Our neighbor was sitting outside. I think she's Korean, right?
Right.
And she was out sitting on the lawn, hand cleaning. I don't know what if she was doing, like pulling the heads off or something. Oh, these little sardini.
Horrendous.
Fish.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like millions of them in the bowl. And she's plucking. And Kate walked up to her and she started handing Kate these fish. And Kate was just like, and I was just envisioning just fish parts of diarrhea flying out the back. Because she's got a, you know, she's an older dog. She's got a sensitive stomach.
Yeah.
And when you change your food, she shits like a goose.
Absolutely.
So I was like, no, please stop.
Don't give
her,
this dog
please stop
sardines,
giving her fish.
Okay?
Yeah.
She doesn't need it. God, when I was a kid, we went fishing, and my dad would clean the fish, and my mom would give me the heads in a cup, and we would feed them to the cat. So I'd walk around with a cup full of fish heads for the kitty. Loved it. Cat loved those fish heads.
Oh, gross. Nice.
Wow.
One other bit of good news before we go to a break here.
Yes.
On Crab Diving Show, we'll be here till 4 p.m. Pacific.
We will.
One more hour for your ear holes.
Yummy.
We got some music coming up on the break. We got in the final segment, Faithless Friday, don't forget. Some good news that'll make some heads explode, which makes it even sweeter news.
Oh, I love it.
The Chelsea Manning, formerly...
Wife of Eli?
No. Former... what was Chelsea's name before the transition?
Oh, shit. I have no fucking idea.
The
Who is this?
The person who was charged with leaking national security.
Oh, this is Snowden.
Shit. Let's see. We used to be Bradley, wasn't it? I think.
Bradley Manning.
Let me look it up. Chelsea Elizabeth Manning.
The only Chelseas I can think of right now are Chelsea.
Born Bradley Manning, yeah.
Chelsea Clinton, Chelsea Handler.
Former Bradley Manning,
right.
Current Chelsea Manning.
Chelsea, New York.
Transitioning while in military prison.
Yes. Oh, shit, that's got to be rough, man. Who would... Damn.
Is serving time at the all-male Fort Leavenworth prison for leaking national security secrets.
Fuck.
Now, this person, regardless of... How what you feel she did,
right?
Whether the leaks that happened ended up harming or whatever, the treatment that she received, the being thrown naked into a cell with nothing for days upon a time—that's
horrible.
She was tortured by the U.S. military. Horrible. It's been shoved under the rug. Because they're screaming, she's a traitor. She gave away secrets. She's a traitor. And you know there are those many of those among us who were like, good.
Yeah.
They should have shoved sticks up her asshole. They should have burned cigarettes in her for hurting Merck.
Yeah. Well, don't we have the Geneva Conventions and shit like that?
Obviously, we don't give a shit about that. We waterboarded people. We tortured people.
We're fucking hypocrites.
Straight
up.
So, but now the Army... has approved hormone therapy.
Holy fuck.
For Chelsea as part of the gender transition.
Do you think they feel bad for torturing her?
It's a first for the military, which still bans transgender military service, which is ridiculous.
That's fucking stupid.
They can aim a gun as well as anybody else.
Absolutely. Get over it!
But because... she was obviously dishonorably discharged.
Yes.
And is now in prison. They're liable for her health care. And it has been determined that she should transition.
She's transitioning to being a man or to being
a female?
A female.
She was Bradley going to Chelsea. They're saying
they're going to give her breast implants.
The treatment is medically appropriate and necessary, poses no safety, no security risk. But we'll start hormones.
Wow.
Has been identifying as Chelsea. I don't know how that's going in jail.
Nothing goes well in jail, I would imagine. I can't think that. Why would that be? I mean, she's getting her hormones. So I guess that's good.
Came out as transgender 2013, just after being sentenced to 35 years in prison.
Ooh, fuck me.
Has requested to receive proper medical treatment, but they've only... allowed her to wear female underwear. They won't even let her grow her hair. So that's the only thing they've been allowing.
Good God, man.
And the ACLU attorney that represents her said, treating severe gender dysphoria with sports bras is like treating a gunshot wound with a Band-Aid.
Well, yeah, people don't see mental health as real in this country, right? They don't see it as being sick.
Well, and especially this issue, and then throw on top of it that
prison.
She, you know, committed treason against America.
Wow.
Doesn't say when she'll be able to begin the hormone therapy, but they say she still will not be able to engage in female hair grooming. But I wonder at what point.
What is female hair grooming?
They won't let her hair grow long.
Yeah.
At one point, are they going to move her?
To the female prison.
Right.
At some point.
At one point, if she's having a transition, now the boobies are going to come, right? And the voice is going to go up and she's going to girlify.
I got a friend, Dr. Mike. I was just texting with him earlier today. If you're listening, call us 323-601-LIBS.
Does he do gender research?
No, but he's a doc. He's got
a specialist.
He's got to know about it. He's a fucking doctor. He went to medical school. I'm sure they covered this. You think he knows or probably not? I don't know. Don't look at me sideways.
I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could take a break now.
Okay.
Let's refill, repack. Whatever you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Friday.
Recalibrate.
We're here every weekday for your ear holes from 2 to 4 p.m. live.
And Friday.
You can listen to all the other great episodes of everything else here 24/7.
That's right.
For you guys.
The Daily Upper Decker, the Cantilinguists, the Morning Wood,
yeah.
The Hollywood Hick, Pieces of Silva,
and
us.
We have, is this called Chinese Taco Truck?
Chinese Taco Truck.
Is this accurate?
By the very funny, the very talented Dominic Rios.
We're going to start with that.
Dominic Rios rocks on Facebook.
Or we might not start with that.
Oh, really? Is it there? Well, he has also,
loading.
We have Drunken Thai Town that might be there. No.
I didn't download that one. I was only able to get the.
We have Drunken Thai Town from another show. I gave it to you through a YouTube link.
Oh, that was from yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have that one?
Yeah.
And
if you've ever been to Thai Town, if anybody lives in Los Angeles, that is definitely a place to get drunk in. Why?
Where's Thai Town exactly?
It's right over here, buddy. Right over where those shit bars are between MacArthur Park and like the 101 in downtown.
Oh, really? That close?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
No.
Thai Town.
Yes.
We live near Little Bangladesh.
We live in Little Bangladesh. Well, it starts.
Isn't going to be as specific.
Oh shit! You're right. Right wing nut jobs.
Now the right wing nut jobs are going to come kill us.
God, I put up another gun story today. Shit.
Oh man, you're really trying to.
But I hashtagged it gun sense.
Troll that one.
I didn't do 2A or guns or anything like that. I don't even remember what the fucking story is. They're still tweeting about that fucking tweet from yesterday. God, leave me alone.
Oh, is there still activity?
Hey, God, that's the latest thing.
Join our Facebook and tweet. That one's on Twitter. Join the conversation where Ryan's battling someone about a gun thing.
I put up a story about UFOs. Did you see that shit? There's aliens already here.
I did. Why is this not working?
Here we go.
I actually, since we've been chatting.
Yes.
I downloaded Chinese Taco Truck and fixed it.
Good for you.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Bye-bye. Well, come back. Don't go away.
Something I've never seen before. It was a Chinese taco truck. I said, Holmes, come on, woo. What's the brother gotta do to get free food? You better wash some dishes, baby, on that Chinese taco truck. A Chinese, yeah, taco truck. I wasn't really sure if I was seeing what I'm seeing. The chick that was cooking was a sexy Korean, working with a Mexican, not a Puerto Rican. kimchi tacos are forever what I'm eating.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Live. A little bit of Timbuk 3 with Prey, and right before that was the song Chinese Taco Truck
by Dominic Rios. Dominic Rios Rocks on Facebook.
We thank them for the awesome music
Danke.
That we play. We play some good fucking music on the station here. Listen to all the other shows here on the station, streaming at you 24/7.
That's
for
right.
For your ear holes, crabdiving.com/live or crabdiving.com/listen.
That's right.
It's a couple more letters to type. save it to your favorites and just do that.
Right.
You can click on there.
Dude, I just saw on Facebook. You know who Gary Owens is?
Yes.
He died. Laugh in fame.
Still? Wait, Gary Owens was still alive, for
yeah,
one,
yeah.
But oh, that's sad. He was the announcer on Laughing in the 70s.
Wow. He died, age 80.
R.I.P. Gary Owen.
Best known as the announcer on NBC's Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Oh, that's a big bummer.
Yeah, that sucks. Beautiful downtown Burbank. I guess that was his big phrase.
Oh, was it? Yeah, from beautiful downtown Burbank.
God, he was the voice of Space Ghost. Do you ever watch that? Did you ever
Space Ghost. Space Ghost was awesome.
That must have been a sweet gig.
They brought it back a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like the old one, though. It sucks, you fucking hipsters. You have no idea what's good.
Listen to you. No, it's fucking true.
They don't.
All you young kids, shit on everything that's good. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, really.
It's Faithless Friday here on Crab Diving. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some stories coming up for you all about right-wing nut jobbery and insanity. Highlighting this week a religion for everyone to learn about some of the things you may not have known about the religion that we don't know. Last week.
I'm so excited.
Which is lost into the universe.
That is bullshit.
Because we had technical difficulties, but...
evidence that there is no God.
Yeah, or there is, and he's a Christian scientist. We talked about Christian Science last week, and technically the show got vaporized. So we couldn't save that for y'all as a podcast. But we were fucking funny and hilarious, and it was very educational. We learned about Christian Science rooms and all that stuff. This week we're going to do the same thing with the Jehovah's Witnesses. Oh, Stay tuned.
I can't wait. Are we there? Are we at the segment yet? Or not
quite.
Oh my God, I can't take it anymore.
No, we got some.
Are they just out of their fucking mind? Like I expect they are.
Well, you know, the Christian scientists we thought were normal, and then you just keep reading more.
Uh-oh.
And keep reading more, and they got into that weird untrinity of the Godmother and all that weird bullshittery going on.
Yeah.
So, This is a story. This is a on Raw Story, of course. .com. In Birmingham.
Hello.
We're talking a lot Birmingham? About Alabama.
Oh, it's not Birmingham.
Not Birmingham. Yes. Birmingham.
Is this more gay marriage bullshit?
Yeah.
God, guys, just fuck off and get some gay friends and don't be freaked out because gay people are getting married. Don't be such a fucking asshole.
There's a apparently there was a city council meeting.
Oh, fuck them.
And Cedric Hatcher, who describes himself as a street preacher.
Okay. Ugh.
Wanted to speak.
Great.
Before the city council.
Looking forward to hearing from him.
Here's a little bit.
I can already tell this guy's a lunatic McGee, right? He's fucking nuts.
Here's a little bit. Well, he made the show.
Yeah, really.
5th Avenue North. On yesterday, we had a historical thing to happen in the city of Birmingham. They call it historical, you know, made history and all that kind of stuff. But I'm here this morning to talk about another history. To me, yesterday was one of the most bizarre scenes I ever seen in the city. One of the most comedic scenes I ever witnessed in public. When I witnessed men with size 13, 14 shoes out there kissing each other in the mouth in front of little kids. It was just bizarre. It was like a freak scene going on. That's what I call it. Now, I know about the government and laws being made, but I got a law this morning that came out of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 31. And it says, shall a man leave his mother and father and join to his wife, and they shall become one. And
this goes on. This goes on for 3 minutes and something.
Kissing each other in the mouth.
Let's skip ahead a minute.
Where do you want them to kiss each other in? I mean, come on. That's outside, dude. It could get crazy.
You're going to be here, Mario Snake. You're going to be y'all in the back of me also. In 2 more years, in 2016, February the 9th, you won't be the Mario partner that you play football with no more. You're going to be the Mario dog. You're going to be the Mario cat. You're going to be here to marry your snake. You're going to be married your rat, your roaches. Some of y'all been with the roaches so long, you might well go and marry the roaches.
You're going to marry your roaches. You're going to be able to marry all this.
You know, I got to tell you, this homophobe is an idiot and a fucking asshole. But on some level, I mean, it's kind of fucking funny.
It is. It's. But
how stupid.
To their credit, according to the story, it says at least one Birmingham City Council official can be heard laughing.
Yeah.
This guy is off doing his bullshit.
He's been with the cockroaches so long, you're legally married now. Common law marriage.
What a dumbass.
In the hallway, you and your security team, and tell me I can't come here talking like I talk because you got a political job to do, I got a biblical job to do. And I'm going to do mine and you do yours. I'm going to stay in my lane and you stay in yours. I ain't bought by nobody.
But you're not staying in your lane. You're standing before the city council screeching that somebody might get equal rights.
And
ironically, a black man.
And you're using the brilliant slippery slope argument. Great.
Right.
Congratulations. Right. That's never been done.
Although I've seen some cockroaches. I would fuck the shit out of
them. Please, and me too. Oh, let me tell you, Christ. In Florida, they don't have cockroaches. They have something called palmetto bugs.
Yeah.
They fly.
They're the size of like raccoons,
sanitation
right?
trucks. They're big. They're large.
Big,
I mean,
scary,
yeah. And they nasty. Fly, man. They fucking fly. And if you step on them, they smell like almonds. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, well, that's lovely, actually.
Yeah, it's nice.
Do people use it to?
No. There's so many of them. It's such a horrendous scene. I mean, it's like. No.
It's like a redneck air freshener. Just
listen, when you see, honestly, dude, this is a what would you call this? A USB hub?
USB hub.
I'm holding this up. They're this fucking big.
It's like
with wings.
It's like the size of a large lighter. Yeah, it's big.
With wings,
oh,
man.
Gross.
No, they're horrendous.
Do they live inside?
They live wherever the fuck they want to. They're huge. They're an apex insect.
They're the bullies of the...
No, they're the bullies of the planet.
Hey, man, we want you to leave.
You can't nuke
leave
a cockroach.
Your house. I don't know why I gave them Mexican accents.
Yeah, what's your problem?
Palmetto, it sounds sounds Hispanic.
What about German? We have ways of making you talk.
You will get out.
Oh, gone!
I've got a clip here.
Cockroach.
This is one. We haven't played this guy in a fucking long time.
Oh, boy.
This is one of the favorite cartoon characters of Texas who is always overshadowed by Louis Gohmert.
Who is this?
This is Blake Ferrenthold. He is the fat fuck with 11 chins.
Ferrenthold?
Ferrenthold.
Good heavens. Ferrenthold.
Who is... You're seated.
Is he...
Louis Gohmert...
Oh, okay.
...is Stephen Hawking compared to Blake Ferrenthold.
Oh, wow. What is this guy run around doing? Just licking paste?
This guy... Well, he sweats, for one. He's always got... Like a little sweat under his chin and stuff like that.
Is he like the big fat guy on Snake Salvation who got copper? I got copperhead bit, Daddy. I got copperhead bit.
Well, he was on the Newsmax TV show. You know, Newsmax has a right wing nut jobbery show.
Yes,
anybody can have a radio show on the internet.
Losers.
Or a TV show.
Yeah, what a panty dropper.
So he was talking about the Islamic State.
Wee.
With the host. And, well, here's just a little bit of it. You just got to hear this. Blake Ferrenthold of Texas. One second.
Get ready for the simpleton.
I think they're playing a clip of the president first.
Put support to AUMF. It gives the president.
Okay, so they're talking about what the president, this military force resolution he's asked for.
Yes.
Which he doesn't need, that, you know. That we talked about earlier on the show.
He just wants to blow shit up.
We need to go after ISIS, no holds barred. I would support an AUMF that gives the president the full authority to go after ISIS any way that he sees fit.
Oh.
Whoa.
Damn, this is a Texas Republican committing heresy.
Yeah. I mean, well, no. Well, he's agreeing to blow shit up. I mean, I think this is a horrendous a struggle for these guys.
It's interesting, though, because for this guy... blowing up the towel heads.
Yes.
Trump's the black guy in the White House.
Right.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Well, we were watching.
I don't know that that's the case everywhere.
Yeah, well, we were watching. What's that show where everybody's on motorcycles?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yes. And they have that character. They deal with the Irish people. And they try to convince this Irish guy to do business with this black street gang. Who is it?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, what the lead, what's his name?
Jax. The character.
Thinks he can broker a deal between the street gang and the Irish.
And the street gang is all for it. They're like, sure, we'll run guns with the Irish.
But not the Irish.
Yeah. At one point, Jax says something like, man, I really thought that their greed would overcome their racism.
And then one Irish
his Irish friend looks at him like, you lost your mind.
He's like, why didn't you ask me first, boyo?
I told you, man. I 2008 election.
I didn't know what to do.
Cork and Kerry bar I went to, my old stomping ground at home in Chicago.
The Cork and Kerry.
Visiting my mom.
Uh-huh.
Sitting there with all the old guys I went to high school with and grammar school in that Southside Irish part of town. Where everybody voted for Daley or you were hung from the yardarms.
Yes.
You were a blue Democrat through and through.
Daley, like...
Union loving.
Yeah. A picture of ethics.
And...
How dirty was Mayor Daley, I mean.
And I can't tell you how many conversations I heard about... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I could vote for the black guy.
But your vote.
I don't know if I can vote for him. I don't know if I can vote for
him. But dude, they voted for Mayor Daley. And just think about the shenanigans that guy's been associated with. The whole Duff.
They didn't
family.
Want to vote for Washington. When Washington was in there, wasn't he the first
African American to be run for
Harold
mayor
Washington?
In Chicago?
Oh, they hated him.
Well,
they hated him, dude, in my neighborhood.
People said in Chicago that if Harold Washington was elected, he would take all the elevators out of the city and replace them with jungle vines.
I've still heard that one in regards, not that long ago, talking about
1980s.
About the new Harold Washington Library in Chicago.
Beautiful library.
Beautiful. But I saw there was something went on there one time and somebody commented on the story and said, do they still have the vines hanging in there instead of the elevators?
Good one. Nice.
Here's more of Ferrenthold.
Texas. But what about those people then who would fire back and say, Congressman, we don't want more Americans dying for another country here. They can't take care of themselves. We're the world's cops. We're already thinned out across the world, and we're spending $531 billion more of our taxpayer money, and we've still got killers running roughshod.
Well, an authorization to use all resources available is the way to do it. You don't go into battle halfway. We'll lose more Americans if we send our men and women into harm's way with their hands tied behind their backs.
What is that? I don't know what that means, by the way.
I don't know. With their hands tied behind your back.
Right.
They can only bob and weave.
But pretty soon here, he's going to come up with a real something that he really thinks we should authorize.
Yes.
A weapon.
If we're going to go into this, we need to go all in.
Then what would you say, I mean, in your opinion, then, what to you is all in?
Well, again, the problem is you've got to have somebody who's in charge. I'm not a big fan of President Obama's, but he was elected president. That makes him commander-in-chief. So we need to give him full authority to do what he does. Quite frankly, I think Chuck Norris would be the one to send in, not President Obama.
There you go. Foreign policy.
Oh, shit.
From Blake Farenthold.
Hey, listen, man. He's Cullen putting out the bat signal for Texas Walker Ranger.
let's send out Chuck Norris.
Do they know that Chuck Norris, that character he played in all those movies, he played the same guy. He's not Mr. Thespianville USA. It's a fake character. Yeah. I mean, he's not really Texas Walker Ranger. Who else?
He's a right-wing nut job.
What other movies is he famous for? I mean, because that's a great ballyhooed filmography, right? A lot of Oscar nominations in there.
I was way into Chuck Norris movies when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was into the martial arts shit. Oh, yeah, I like those movies.
Right.
But I can't tell you the name of them, and I didn't go see it for the acting.
But did you see him in, what was that one, another Replacements, the movie that Rambo did? He brought back all the old fucking action stars.
Oh, yeah, I know which one. The Expendables.
Expendables. He was in Expendables 2, Electric Boogaloo, Chuck Norris, and not very good. Did not command the scene, in my opinion.
He did in a way.
Fell short of the mark.
In a certain way.
You're right. But I can't take my eyes off of him. He sucks.
Yeah,
he's so
in a
fucking
completely
bad.
Unintentional way.
And it's like, you watch that performance, and how many episodes of Texas Walker Ranger did this guy do? I mean,
years.
Every
right?
day on the set saying lines as an actor, doesn't that make you a little better than what I saw in The Expendables?
Did you ever see Walker, Texas Ranger?
No, I never saw it, but I'm just saying.
Do you think Mamet wrote an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger?
I don't know. I never saw it. I wasn't there. Were you?
Were you there?
Have you seen that show?
Fuck no.
Okay, well,
Walker,
I don't know.
Texas Ranger.
Maybe it's amazing. I'm just saying, he's on the set every day acting. If you're working on the shittiest construction job ever, right, and you've never been a carpenter, and you go there every day, at the end of 3 years of working on a construction site, surely you would at least know how to do some things.
Don't call me Shirley.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're right.
So what was he doing the whole time on that set?
Praying.
Oh, yeah.
Judging.
Uh-huh.
Being Christian.
True. He's good at that.
We're about ready to roll into Faithless Friday, but before we do, we got a quick story here. This is, I mean, it's not good news, but it's good news. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Oh, geez.
It's a horrific story, but there is an outcome that the way things are these days, you might not expect. A popo in Alabama.
Oh, God. This is not a good way to start a story.
Madison, Alabama.
Okay.
57-year-old Surishabhai Patel.
Okay.
Was walking. He's in the country from India.
I'm sure he has a great time there in Alabama.
Visiting family.
Right. Last name Patel.
Moved here actually 2 weeks ago to help his son's family take care of their 17-month-old baby.
Okay.
So they flew dad back from India.
Right.
He's going to start taking care. He's been in the country for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Dad decides to go take a walk. 9 a.m.
Okay.
He's out walking. They get a phone call. Now, first of all, I'm going to say that whoever made this phone call should be thrown in the stockades and have rotten fruit and vegetables.
I know where this is going, and it's disgusting.
There's a suspicious black man walking up and down looking in houses.
Oh, my God.
He was near his son's house walking on the sidewalk.
He was taking a walk on the sidewalk.
Two officers arrived.
Yes.
Stopped him. He said, no English Indian, and gave the house number for his son.
Okay.
Within a couple of seconds, he was body slammed to the ground by the police
Jesus
officer.
Christ.
The man weighs 130 pounds.
Oh.
You can hear the officer. There's video from dash cam finally released. There's video of the officers, even after he says no English, saying, why aren't you complying? Why don't you understand?
I don't speak English, you fucking asshole.
They body slam him to the ground. They pick him up, and they start roughing him up because he's resisting, because he won't stand up.
Yes.
You know why he won't stand up?
Why?
Because they paralyzed him when they slammed him to the ground.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Severely injured, requiring surgery to receive pressure on his spinal cord. He's regained some movement in his arms and legs, but is remaining weak. They're hopeful that he might get everything back. He may not. Police finally released the video of the incident.
Ugh.
And the Alabama policeman has now been fired and charged.
Oh, thank you.
With assault.
Wow. That's a miracle.
After leaving this man partially paralyzed. Police in Madison have apologized to this family at a news conference.
Ooh,
they said one of the officers involved has been arrested on the assault charge. They said in an earlier statement, of course, the first statement before the video got made public was that he put his hands in his pockets and wouldn't comply in a suspicious way.
And he said, no English, I'm Indian. And so what? He was walking up and down the street.
And they said that when they were patting him down, he tried to pull away from them. But he didn't understand what was going on.
What the fuck did this person say? He said he called in. He was looking in houses.
And meanwhile, the video, you don't see him put his hands in his pocket. It shows him standing with his hands behind his back.
Oh, so they were lying as well.
And then all of a sudden, the officer slams him to the ground.
Man, I tell you, I don't know, this story says to me, if you live in Alabama and you are not white, maybe don't go walking.
The police chief, Larry Muncy, told reporters the officer does not meet the high standards and expectations of the Madison Police Department. So kudos to these guys for once.
Jesus Christ.
For at least waiting within a day, coming out with the truth.
I mean, surely they're going to sue the fuck out of these people.
Well, and it's an international incident now because India, it's all over the news in India. Look at what the world sees of us now.
They should.
We're worse than Russia. We're worse than China. We're beating citizens for walking down the street and doing nothing. We're shooting people for walking down the street.
How many people are in jail
nothing.
In this country? How many people are in prison?
More than the Russian gulags.
I mean, we're a shining example of a shititude. This is not good. Yeah, I mean, what really? This story tells me that if you're not white, it's not necessarily safe to be outside in fucking Alabama. This state should be on notice. This has been a shitty week for Alabama.
It's not a good Alabama.
You're on notice. You're going to replace Florida and Texas.
Time out.
You fucking assholes.
Time out, Alabama.
God,
this officer's name, this shitbag.
Shitbag McGee.
Named Eric Parker.
Fuck you.
I hope.
And fuck the guy.
I hope he gets visited in prison by you know, people that love cops in prison.
Absolutely. And that's
uncivil of me.
And I agree with what you said earlier. The guy that called us in. Shame on you.
Fuck you.
You fucking xenophobic.
Whatever, ninny.
Racist asshole.
Oh, yeah. An audio released, the caller. Reports a man, it was a man who called. He's doing it yesterday and today. He's just on foot. He's kind of walking around close to the garage. They asked for a visual description. The caller says, he's a skinny black guy.
God.
He's got a toboggan on. He's really skinny.
Hey, Alabama, you are so stupid. You fucking idiots.
This has got to be a joke,
should
right?
be ashamed this of yourself.
This isn't a parody. He said he's got a toboggan
he's
on.
He's got a toboggan on. He's a black guy.
Black guy.
You fucking xenophobic idiots. Get out in the world. Read a book.
He's going tobogganing. He's going sledding.
Watch a television. I would say watch the Learning Channel, but you can't because the fucking Duck Dynasty assholes are on there.
The caller said he had to leave for work, was nervous about leaving his wife home alone. Fuck you, Fox News.
Absolutely.
Rupert Murdoch and Fox News and all the right-wing media for the Islamophobia and the Negrophobia that they foment in this country because they're just as fucking culpable.
This guy's walking outside. He wanted some fresh air. Maybe he enjoyed the walk every fucking day. He took a walk outside. What do, you fuck face? Calling people. Calling the police. There's a black guy on the sidewalk.
And once again.
Get a life, loser.
Knuckle draggers. We're an international embarrassment because of
we should
knuckle
be.
Draggers.
We should be. This is great. This is what a great place. Ah. You're on notice.
Right, you're on notice. Yeah. Well, you know, we can.
Can we make a state secede? Can we make someone leave? Can we make Alabama leave?
I wonder if you could. If there's a, not that we would actually do it, but I wonder if there's a mechanism. This is where my memory of the Constitution fails. If there's a mechanism with which to do a bootin',
get out. Get out, stupid. You're fucking it up for the rest of us. My God.
I really wondered. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. It's Friday where...
I am so excited.
We are going to be getting on with Faithless Friday, where we highlight a religion and learn its tenets and talk about its history and stuff. And... really, really try really hard not to make fun of it at all. But first, again, in our tradition that we have here.
Yes.
To prove, again, evidence on our side.
Oh.
That proves that there is no higher being that cares about us.
Oh, God damn it.
We're going to prove it by playing the top five songs.
I know it.
According to the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen.
God damn it.
Counting down from number five.
Here, Kate, put on my headphones.
Is the... I don't even know what to say about her. It's just... it's Taylor Swift with...
on February 20th.
Hey, neighbor.
With a commercial first.
It's probably better than the Taylor Swift song.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
This is Taylor Swift. She had
I'm not a 12-year-old, you know.
You're not a fan of Taylor's, right?
No.
Last week she had two songs.
Yay.
In the top five. I will give you a spoiler alert and say she does not have two songs.
Oh,
in the top
just
five
one.
Anymore. She's only got five songs or
I'm
one
sad
song.
Face.
And that is this one at the number five spot. It is Taylor Swift with the song called Blank Space.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Right now. Start now.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness,
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Look at that face. You look like my next mistake.
Should be quiet.
Yeah, no shit.
Taylor Swift coming in at number five, ladies and gentlemen, the Billboard Hot 100. I don't think you liked this song a whole lot the last time we played it. This is Maroon 5.
My favorite.
With the song Sugar. Skip ahead. Loving I need now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging. I'm on my knees. I'm gonna be needing your love. It's gonna be deep in your love. It's gonna be when you're away.
I want to be deep in your love. I want to be. Listen, that song doesn't pop for me. It doesn't have it. I've been watching that show Empire on Hulu.
Empire is awesome.
Yes. Are you pissed that you're not a rap star? We're stupid. We're stupid assholes.
You know, it's
I want to be a rap star.
You said that you had heard that it was soap opera-y.
Yeah.
But I think it's melodramatic.
Yeah, yeah.
But in an awesome way.
I love it.
I mean, it's really, yeah, I think it's a really good
But this song sucks. This song by Maroon 5 is horrendous.
Number three.
I don't even remember it. We just played it. Don't play it again.
Number three, Take Me to Church. My lover's got human composure. She's a giggle at a funeral. I'm cutting my arms giggle, slowly, giggle. Watching yeah. the blood pool.
What? Like, why does he sing like that? It sounds like his voice.
That's his oeuvre.
Sounds like his mouth is built like his asshole.
Oh my God! There was a video out yesterday about a girl that has an asshole for a mouth. Funny they should say.
Have you seen the video that? Speaking of assholes, the video everybody's putting up for Valentine's Day. How for a gift you could get a chocolate impression of your asshole.
Oh, you could get your asshole. Wow.
I don't even understand that. No. I guess you're
why can't you do that yourself? Why don't you just melt a Hershey bar and drizzle it over your starfish?
I don't know. I cannot tell you why you should.
Cuz that's a horrific scene.
I don't know.
Coming in the Billboard Hot 100 number two.
You're hungry at your funeral.
Is Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
God.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Listen to you.
Oh, God.
He said can't. He's British.
You fall.
I can't sleep you.
Again,
you
this just feet. Doesn't have it. This isn't the thing. This guy needs to, as Terrence Howard
With
would say.
You every single honey, now
it's Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
singer songwriter extraordinaire.
He's got to release
the number
the beast.
Two song,
like Terrence Howard says in Empire. You got to release the beast. This is not releasing the beast. This is making me want to vomit.
He's got the number two song.
Now, so what?
In the United States of America.
Well, it still sucks. Okay.
All right. Well, here, this will cheer you up. Number one, still
Funeral,
Uptown Funk.
Is this song good?
What
is this song good?
Well, this is the Mark Ronson, I think he's one of these DJ-ish kind of guys, isn't he?
Well, he plays music.
Well, yeah, and then
on a computer,
and then they hire a singer.
What an artist!
A top singer to sing it, and they say, "Brought to you by."
Does he go? Is he like a DJ? Like, is he physically
he's
scratching?
A he's a,
oh, okay.
He's a producer type.
All right.
But this is Uptown Funk. It's featuring Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah. This song is good.
That's the number one song of the week. Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk.
Why does he have to mention Michelle Pfeiffer's fucking race? Why can't she just be... Michelle Pfeiffer is white gold. Can't she just be gold? Right? It's racist.
Yes, it is. At least he didn't say, you know, that Lucy Liu's yellow gold.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been more racist.
Different. But anyway, Greg,
215 million views on that video, I might add.
Well, how many listens do we have today? Hey, listen, that song's great. Too many synthesized claps, my opinion. What do I know?
What do you mean?
It's too many clap sounds.
Well, that's kind of...
Oh, it gets on my nerves.
I didn't mind it. I mean, it's kind of a fun...
Do you like synthesized snaps or synthesized...
You drop some ecstasy, you have a beer, you know, bounce around with some sweaty
people. Kate, get my MDMA.
The Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, God damn these people. No offense.
Jehovah's Witnesses started out in Pennsylvania.
Yay.
In 1870.
Oh, okay.
As a Bible class.
They're new.
Led by a man named Charles Taze Russell.
Okay. He's a charlatan.
Maybe he invented the taser.
Okay.
He called this group the Millennial Dawn Bible Study.
It's crazy.
He then began writing a series of books, which he called the Millennial Dawn, stretched out to 6 volumes before he died. Which is the basis of much of the theology that the Jehovah's Witnesses now adhere to.
The Millennial Dawn. It sounds so official.
After he died in 1916,
yes,
his friend and successor, Judge J.F. Rutherford,
yes,
wrote the 7th and final volume of the Millennial Dawn series called The Finished Mystery.
This is what they believe.
The Watchtower Bible and Tract Society was founded in 1886, quickly became the vehicle through which the Millennial Dawn movement began distributing their views to others.
Oh, sounds so reasonable.
They were originally known as Russellites.
Oh, okay.
Until in 1931, there was a shitstorm and they had a split in the organization.
A schism!
And the one that remained was renamed Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yay. It's like when Duran Duran split up. Power Station or the other one, I can't remember.
The other group, I don't know what happened to them. They went off and they called themselves Bible students.
Oh. Boring.
Okay. They are big on Christ, salvation.
Yes.
Big on the Trinity, so they believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
So far, perfect.
It's worldwide now.
Okay.
They actively share others.
Share.
One of their tenets is to actively share with others information about God, whose name is Jehovah.
Oh, in case you didn't know.
Jehovah.
What's that?
Monty Python movie.
The Holy Grail?
Life of Brian.
Oh, the Life of Brian. So funny. Monty Python moment.
They base their beliefs on principles that are found only in the Holy Bible and use first century Christianity as their model. Because what century would you choose?
The first, Bob.
At least the Scientologists picked the last
one. God. Yeah, really.
Right?
The Millennial Dawn.
They believe that in addition to drawing one closer to God, living by Bible principles gives purpose to life.
Oh, okay.
They
Good.
Promote strong family ties.
I love it.
And they believe in productive and honest citizenship.
I do too. I am a Jehovah's Witness.
Now, here's where it gets a little odd.
Uh-huh.
They believe that Jesus is actually Michael the Archangel, who is the highest created being.
Okay. Created out of what?
They believe that salvation is obtained through faith, good works, and obedience.
Uh-oh. The last one. Mm. Put on the gimp suit.
Oh, I misspoke. They're not into the Trinity. They reject the Trinity.
Oh, okay.
They think that Jesus is a created being, and the Holy Spirit is just God's power.
Oh, okay.
The Holy Spirit is the force.
Oh, so that's Luke. Like the lightning bolts he shoots out of his fingers when he smites people down, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's
when
cool.
He levels homosexuals
right.
In front of him.
Yeah, yeah.
They they say that they don't get the concept of Christ atoning for our sins.
They don't get it.
They don't believe that.
I just don't get that.
They say it was a ransom.
Right.
that Jesus' death was paying off a ransom to God.
The envelope's light.
For the sin of Adam and Eve.
Sure. That makes just as much sense as anything else. I mean, why not?
But they think that the Bible's been corrupted over centuries.
Yes, I agree.
They don't like the, quote, New World Translation.
Right. You're on to something.
So the Bible and Tract Society, you know, altered the text of the Bible to make it fit their doctrine.
Bastards.
They rewrote it.
Oh, my God.
And then they complained about the fact that it had been rewritten.
Hey, oh, shit. Are you pointing out hypocrisy?
Maybe.
No shit.
It still goes through numerous editions, their translation, as they discover more and more scriptures that contradict what they believe. So they find something they don't like, and they're like, well, fuck it. Let's just cross that
part. Hey, man. They treat the Bible like Wikifuckingpedia, correct?
At least, right. At least
the
they're
living document.
More honest about it.
Yeah.
At least they're like, fuck it. We don't like it. We'll change it.
Does it explain in there why the fuck the women have to wear skirts and long hair and they don't celebrate birthdays and all that fucking shit? Why are they such bummers? Debbie Downer's the Jehovah's Witness.
They are best known for their door-to-door preaching.
No.
Distributing literature called The Watchtower and Awake with an exclamation point.
Yes.
They refuse military service. They refuse blood transfusions.
No. What happens if they're dying, if they're bleeding out? What if they've been copperhead bit?
Then you're going to go meet your Jesus. Mm. Or wait, it ain't Jesus. It's the Archangel Michael.
Well,
You're going to die. You're getting fucked.
Yeah. Here's my question. If that's happening, why don't they just change that part if it's proving to not be, you know?
Well, how do you know?
Because people need blood transfusions and dying.
They're sticking by it.
It's kind of dumb, isn't it? I mean, just rewrite it.
They reject in the inherent immortality of the soul and hellfire.
Okay.
They don't observe Christmas, Easter, birthdays, or any other holidays or customs which they consider to have pagan origins incompatible with Christianity. They got a point there. I mean, they don't have, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's all.
But a lot of the shit in Christianity is pagan based.
Okay, just so I'm clear, do they believe in hellfire or do they not believe in hellfire?
They do not.
Okay. Let me write that down.
They refer to their body of beliefs as the truth. Would you like to hear the truth?
How irritating.
secular society is morally corrupt and under the influence of Satan.
Oh, color me there.
And they try to limit their social interactions with non-witnesses.
Oh, that guy. Please rewrite that part.
That's why her family hated me. The... congregational disciplinary actions include disfellowshipping.
Ooh, fun.
We disfellowship you.
Does that happen in the woodshed?
Which is formal expulsion and shunning.
Ooh, hot.
Baptized individuals who formally leave are considered disassociated.
Oh.
Disfellowshipped and disassociated individuals may eventually be let back in if they repent, because, you know. They probably need money.
What other discipline? Any latex involved?
They also refuse to salute national flags.
Ooh.
They won't stand for the
national anthem.
National anthem.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Which is kind of funny because they're not really Christians, but it's not just the atheists that ninnies that are refusing to stand up and pray or whatever.
Yes, these wackadoos.
It's just weird shit.
Yeah.
They believe death is a state of non-existence with no consciousness.
Okay.
Well, we might agree with them
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. They don't believe in hell or fiery torment.
Great. I hate those things. Both of them. Which do you hate worse, hell or fiery torment? Which do you hate worse?
Fiery torment.
Me too. Fiery torment's the worst.
So... they believe that the current world era entered the last days in 1914 and faces imminent destruction through intervention by God and Jesus Christ, leading to the deliverance for those who worship God acceptably.
I was thinking the same thing.
They consider all other present-day religions to be false.
Well, yes.
So do all other religions.
Ours
consider
is right.
Every other religion to be false.
Millennial Dawn.
Identifying other religions as Babylon the Great or the harlot. The harlot of Catholicism. That's awesome. I love that one. they believe that they will soon be destroyed by the United Nations, which they believe is represented in Scripture by the scarlet-colored wild beast of Revelation chapter 17. Here we go. We're heading off the rails now. Satan will subsequently attack Jehovah's Witnesses, an action that will prompt God to begin the War of Armageddon, during which all forms of government and all people not counted as Christ's sheep or followers will be destroyed. After Armageddon, God will extend his heavenly kingdom to include Earth.
Okay.
Which will be transformed into a paradise similar to the Garden of Eden.
Oh, this doesn't sound like bullshit at all.
Most of those who had died before God's intervention will gradually be resurrected during Judgment Day, lasting for 1,000 years. They will be judged based on their actions after resurrections, so you get a second chance.
Judgment Day lasts 1,000 years?
We're going to get a second chance. God's going to come, wipe the fuck out of us, because somebody attacks the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
Then we're going to all get resurrected.
Gradually.
And we got 1,000 years to redeem ourselves. And that's where your actions get judged on whether you go to heaven
or not. Talk about procrastinators. That's heaven for procrastination. I got 1,000 years to get a bunch of good deeds done. I ain't starting until year 700, motherfucker.
All sexual relations outside of marriage are grounds for expulsion.
Houston, we have a problem.
Homosexual activity is considered a serious sin. Same-sex marriages, verboten, abortion is murder.
Oh, damn.
Modesty in dress and grooming is emphasized. Gambling, drunkenness, illegal drugs, and tobacco use are forbidden. Drinking of alcoholic beverages?
Yes.
It's okay in moderation.
Oh, wait. We changed that one. I like my scotch.
We're okay with that one.
Can you smoke weed?
We're not totally. Oh, no. I don't.
Well, wait. Weed's
it's
not
a drug.
But weed's not an illegal drug.
Well, I guess
it's not illegal drugs.
Then the Jehovah's Witnesses in Denver and in Washington State are pro weed now. They rewrite shit, remember?
Yeah, that's it.
They get to rewrite it. We're about done here.
Oh, my God.
Actually, there's more to learn about the Jehovah's Witnesses, but go to, jehovahswitnesses.com or whatever and learn more about their wonderful faith.
Yeah, they're great. They're great people.
Listen to us 24/7 here on the network. Entertainment for your ear holes. We will be back Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. on the Eastern, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. We're here every day at that time on the weekdays. You can also get us as a podcast at crabdiving.com on Stitcher and on the iTunes.
That's right.
Follow all of our shows here. Follow us on all the social media. Go to crabdiving.com, see where our social media stuff is. Spread love, share crabs. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedial type stuff.
All weekend.
Actually, all weekend.
Yes.
Lots of comedy. Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
And go to crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.